Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the sugya in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, where it says that if it's chazi l'dmei, then if it's roi l'mount to for its money to be used as a karban, that we can exchange it for a karban, then you're not allowed to be mati l'mum. And if it's not chazi l'dmei, then midoraisi you are allowed to be mati l'mum. We saw two kashas, that of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is really originally asked by the Arayim, that there's a machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chamim, whether a Bechor She'achsodam you're allowed to place a mumin, and Reb Meir says no, but why should it be aser? Ein din l'dmei. There's no din, for, you can't do anything with its money, because ein lo pidyon. So why should you not allow to be mati l'mum? So the Arayim answered that this is a mum that has a refuah. And therefore, since the mum has a refuah, you're not allowed to place another mum. Avazoi, we have a kashin l'chachamim. Then why are they matir to place the mum? If the mum has a refuah, then why are they allow you to put another mum? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is that in the Gemara we see that bizman is that there's no din hakrava. The only isser of matil mum is dirabonan. However, the Rambam paskins that bizman is that the isser of matil mum is dairaisa. So how do we understand the Rambam not stimming, not fitting, being consistent with the sugi of the Gemara, the Rambam paskining against the Gemara? Those were our kashas in a nutshell. So answers Moreno Rabbeinu Agon Agadol Rav Moshe for Luria Zecha Tzadik Livracha and his Avnei Shoam and Mesechas Avodah Zarah and Siman Yud Gimel as follows. The Brisker Rav brings the name of his father Reb Chaim, that the Gemara has declared, the Gemara is a suffolk, if it's mutter to be matil mum b'tmuras b'chor or ma'aser that are not brought on the mizbech, if one exchanges an animal, a b'chor or a ma'aser, for another animal to be b'chor or ma'aser, so that tmura is not, that animal is not brought on the mizbech, these tmuras b'chor or ma'aser. And he asks, so why does the Gemara only ask about that? What about, why is there no suffik if someone's makdish in a keva l'ola? Ola has to be a zachar. What about makdish in a keva l'ola? The Gemara should have had a shayla about that. Or roveh v'nirba, an animal that had forbidden relations with a human being, that's also not karev l'mizbech. Why do they have a suffik about that if it's mutter l'hatil b'mum? Why only tumuras b'chor ma'aser are not makdish in a keva l'ola roveh v'nirba? So answers Reb Chaim that the ikar suffik between tumuras b'chor ma'aser is because they don't have kedushas hakarava. But a Nekeva Le'ola and Raveh Benirva have Kedusha Sakrava, just that they're Pusel Lakrava, but they still have the Kedusha. And therefore, since they have Kedusha Sakrava, it's Pashut, they are not allowed to be Mati Lamum. So we see from Reb Chaim that every carbon has two Dine Kedusha that are Chal on the carbon. Number one, Kedusha's carbon, and number two, Kedusha Sakrava. And the Isser HaTolas Mum is Talui b'kedushas hakrava, v'zeh she'ein lo ela kedushas karban bilvad. If an animal only has kedushas karban, without kedushas hakrava, there is no iser hatolas mum. And therefore, since a tumuras bechor and meiser don't have kedushas hakrava, unlike a nekeva le'ol and a revenira that have kedushas hakrava, they're just possible. They have kedushas hakrava. The Gemara would have a suffix then about the Gemara then have to, therefore has a suffix about Tumuras Bechor and Meiser if you're allowed to be Mati Lamum because they don't even have Kedushas Hakrava. So the only suffix is an animal without Kedushas Hakrava. But an animal that has Kedushas Hakrava, it's Asur Lahatil Mum. And therefore it's Pasha to the Gemara that Makdish Nekeva La'ola Roveh V'nirba you're not allowed to be Mati Lamum because they have Kedushas Hakrava. So based on this it would appear that we can say as follows, that it says in the Gemara that there's an Isser HaTolas Mum Bebal Mum because Chazeh L'dmei, because it's fitting for its money, it could be exchanged for a carbon. It doesn't mean that if it can cause, if it could bring about a hakrava, it's called that it itself is royal ratza. But rather, really every carbon after you place a mum in the carbon. And now there's a din pidyon, it no longer has kedushas hakrava. But since the Torah was mechadish that there's a din of damim lekarban, it can be used for its money. The chiddush is that it didn't lose, we didn't cancel from it its kedushas hakrava. So it itself is not roi lahakrava, but it still has kedushas hakrava. In order that you should be able to bring a karban with its money, behechreach adayin nishar bo kedushas hakrava. So that there's still kedushas damim is a siba that it should still have kedushas hakrava. And for this reason, there's an isra of atalas mum, because it's called l'ratza. So again, not like we would might have thought that the isra atalas mum, bibal mum, because it's royal dmei, because the money can be used to buy a good carbon, is because it causes hakrava, and therefore it's royal l'ratza. No. But rather, since there's a din, damim lekarban, the chiddush is that it still has kedushas hakrava. This animal still has kedushas hakrava, so it itself is not roi lahakrava, but it has kedushas hakrava, and therefore you can bring a karban with its damim. That's a siva that it has kedushas hakrava, and therefore there's an isra of atalas mum, because it's called tamim l'ratzon, like Rashi says. We read the Rashi in the previous year. And with this, we can answer the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger from the Bechor. What did Rabbi Kiva Eger ask? He said, look, achso dama Bechor, when it has too much blood, when it has a mum, why is there an opinion that it's permitted to, that one is not allowed to place a mum in it? Aye, it's not roi l'dmei, because you can't redeem it. So the answer would be as follows, that Morena v'Rabbeinu, Rafael Moshe Zatzal, in his Avnei Shoam and Bechoros and Simon Gimel, explain that a Bechor has two Dine Kedusha. It has Kedushas Bechora, Mitzat Peter Rechem, like Peter Chamor, and it also has Kedushas Karban, Laha Karban. According to this, we could say that we don't find it in Pidyon B'Bechor, it's not Mitzat it's Kedushas Karban, but rather Mitzat it's Kedushas Bechora, it's not Shaykh Pidyon. Because this is not Kedusha. A chalos Kedusha, like Kedusha's carbon, which can be redeemed, but rather it's a Kedusha be'etzem ha'bechor. He's born with the Kedusha. And since he's born with the Kedusha, it's not shayach to be poda. You can't redeem it. It's not that something was chal and you can take it off, but it's be'etzmusa. It's in his very essence, and therefore it can't be redeemed. And since the Kedusha of the Bechor has no pidyon, Nisrach Abasra, drawn after that, is also the Kedusha's carbon that has no pidyon. Because if it has Kedusha's Bechora, it has Kedusha's carbon, and it's Taloya Adadi, they're interdependent. So since out Kedusha's Bechor, it has no pidyon, so to out Kedusha's carbon, it has no pidyon. And therefore, there is an isser of hatalas mum. Since it's not a din as if it is already after pidyon, but rather pidyon is not effective. And it's like a karban before pidyon that has Kedusha more than Psulei HaMukdashim after Pidyon. Psulei HaMukdashim after Pidyon don't have Kedusha. karban before Pidyon has kedusha. And if that's the case, a bechor would be an exception to the rule. Normally, an animal that has no kedushas hakrava, you are allowed to be matil midoraisa mum, but it is no kedushas karban lahakrava. But when it comes to a bechor, it does have kedushas karban lahakrava. It has kedushas bechora. Because of its kedushas bechora, it also has kedushas karban. And therefore, there's no pidyon. It has a kedushas karban lahakrava. And that's what we learn, that if you have an animal that has kedushas karban lahakrava, that is a reason that there's an Isser HaTalas Mum. That's still called Laratza. So just like an animal that's Kadosh L'dmei, that the money can be used to buy another carbon, that has Kedusha's carbon Lakrava. So to in our case, a Bechor, even though it has no pidyon, but that doesn't mean that it lacks kedusha lakrava. It still has kedusha. What's the kedusha? The kedusha of the bechor. The reason it has no pidyon is not because it's like it's after pidyon and it's like helpless. This bechor with a mum, and it's like psulei mukdashim after pidyon, that it has no, that it no longer has kedusha. No, it's like an animal before pidyon. It's like a carbon kodem pidyon. Sheyesh bo kedusha yoseh mikol psule mi yoseh mishal psule mukdashim. It has more kedusha than psule mukdashim. So if you have a carbon that's puzzle and you can't redeem it, so then it doesn't have any kedushas hakrava lekarbon. It doesn't have kedushas hakrava lekarbon, then it would be mutter to be matil amum. But if it has kedushas hakrava lekarbon, then it would be asir lahatil b'amum. And therefore, the bechor, which has kedushas karbon lekarbon, because it has two types of kedushas. It has kedushas bechor mitzad peter rechem, and kedushas karban lakrava. So since mitzad the kedushas bechor mitzad peter rechem, it's holy, it's inherently holy, and that can't go away. So too remains with the kedushas karban lakrava, and that also doesn't go away. And since it has kedushas karban lakrava, so memela, it's asr lahatil b'mum, because that's the esod of the isur of hatalas mum, that it should have kedushas karban lakrava. And that's why the Gemara asks about smoras b'chor meiser. They have kedushas hakrava. So to hear, this b'chor has kedushas hakrava, and therefore it's asr lahatil b'mum. When is there a heter lahatil b'mum? The heter lahatil b'mum is when it's no longer royal edmei, when it's blemished, and you can't use the money, its value, to buy another carbon. So that lost its kedushas carbon lakrava. It's nothing, has no kedusha, so you're allowed to be matil another mum. When it retains its kedusha, you're now allowed to be matil another mum. The Urayim doesn't accept this. The Urayim says that it doesn't have Kedusha's carbon like Krav, and therefore he wants to explain that it's talking about a Mumover, and since it's a Mumover, Lo Paka Mine, the Kedusha's HaKrava didn't go away, and therefore there's an Isser HaTalasma. That's the Urayim holds. But we can answer that, according to our Mahalach, that it still has Kedusha's carbon like Krava, and therefore you don't have to come on to the fact that it's a Mumover. However, according to this, what's Pshat in the Chachamim? Chachamim are matir, the Hatalas Mum, in this carbon, in this Bechor She'achso Dam. But as we asked in the previous shir, how's the Urayim going to deal with this? If Shaini Mum She'ish La Refua, then why are the Chachamim matir? So that is our avodah mirtz Hashem in the next shir to understand why the chamer matir lahatu b'mum, and we have big yesodos we're going to see, please God, in the shitas harambam be'isra hatalas mum b'kodshim, and I look very much forward to seeing many neflos b'toras Hashem together with you. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Lineder, we should come back together and learn. Hashem should give us the life and the Simchas Chaim and the Koach and the financial needs to be able to continue. Shalom, shalom.